What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And you know, Marsha, when we talk about hookers and that, you know, and we go Samson Itakiaho, yeah, okay, sure, but who's number two? I still like Dane Coles.
It's interesting, isn't it? When we sat down as a crew after the game and we're doing a bit of a debrief over a cold beer, the situation in the game, which, you know, Colesy pretty much led.
Yeah.
You know, he was the instigator. He recognised that they weren't making any inroads, the Hurricanes. So I think he just took it upon himself. And once he took it upon himself, you know, Braden Yose, the youngster, he fired up. Artie Savier fired up.
Yeah.
Manhandled a couple of people in tackles. And all of a sudden, they all grew from what Dane Coles instigated. And you can't coach that type of reaction or that type of experience where a player's just recognising, if we keep going down this pathway, we're going to lose by 40. So the conversation then came up over that beer that I'm talking about. Man, is he the guy, you know, do you rule him out of All Black selection? You know, and I said, look, to be perfectly honest, if we're in a World Cup quarter, semi, final, and we lose either Cody Taylor or Samisoni Taukeiaho, and Dane Coles comes onto the bench and comes out into one of those games after 15 minutes because of injury, that would not make me feel uncomfortable. That would make me feel, this guy knows what he's doing. He can still get around the park. He can still scrummage. He's one of the better scrummaging hookers around. He can still throw darts into the line out. So, yeah, really interesting, isn't it? How a one-off performance when a guy's been missing for so long against, you know, a team like the Crusaders who you think wouldn't be influenced by a guy like him and would be unfazed, got phased. And now all of a sudden you start thinking, man, do you actually even think about leaving him out when he could be so valuable?
Yeah, it was so interesting watching, especially when he was taking on Cody Tully. And part of me is going, hang on, I thought these guys are best buddies. But and there was that whole thought of, okay, you might be the incumbent, you know, ahead of me in the All Black stakes at the moment. But, man, I'm gonna have a go at you tonight, you know, to put me back in there.
Yeah, and can I say, though, and for the listeners out there who – come from all over the country, probably quite a few from Crusaders franchise area, but equally from the Hurricanes franchise area, that they are a team that we have right from 1996 always respected, have always recognised their incredible talent pool that they have and their unpredictability, which makes them fluctuate so much. They literally, we call them the roller coaster team because they're up and then they're back down the other side and then and that's the way that they play. But when they're up, you know, they're one of the most dangerous, if not dangerous, side in the comp. And I think that's been throughout the course of history. But it's a game that we really target winning. We do not like losing to the Hurricanes as Crusaders. And that would have hurt that team on Saturday night, regardless of where the game went. It's the result that really matters. And that's a victory for the Hurricanes, a well-deserved one. I thought that the way they went about their work in the second half, you couldn't argue that they deserved to win. The last 30-second try that Crusaders scored flattered the scoreboard a bit. They pulled away by more than that. So that stings, and it'll sting those current players as well. That's just to give you a little bit of an insight to the rivalry. You know, people go, oh, you know, Crusaders Highlanders, Crusaders Blues, you know, Chiefs more recently. But I tell you what, that Hurricanes fixture, when they beat us way back in 1996 in Palmerston North, I think it was.
Yeah.
That was the catalyst for the rivalry that's here now. And this was the first time these two sides had played as well. You know, isn't it something to sort of debate that maybe we just need one fixture between the New Zealand teams to rejuvenate, to spark up this competition that, you know, every year you're only going to play the Blues once, the Chiefs once, the Highlanders once, the Hurricanes once.
I like that.
So you got to bring your best game. Otherwise, you got to wait another year to get one back on them.